Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Thursday, April 28, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Indonesia extends visas for some Christian aid workers. Spiritual interest is high among university students in the U.S., and a seminary in Mozambique outgrows its space. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Indonesia, where visas for humanitarian aid workers were set to expire yesterday, but the government is extending those permits for those who are in the disaster-hit Aceh province and Nias Island. Food for the Hungry's Matt Pano says they're focusing on a cash-for-work program which will aid the long-term recovery of the region.
There's a lot of public fixing that needs to be done. Roads, latrines, various types of infrastructure, and we need to provide the jobs and payment for people so that the infrastructures can be fixed, and then people can have some sort of financial support, and then use that for food and shelter.
Tsunami fears still plague the country. With every aftershock, Pano says it's an opportunity for faith.
Here's this devastated area, and our team walked in and saw a crowd together singing songs of thanksgiving and praise because they hadn't been killed by the earthquake. So there is an opportunity, obviously, to share with people the gospel and share with them our understanding.
Next, a study released by the Higher Education Research Institute at UCLA found high levels of spiritual interest among college freshmen in the United States. The survey indicates that groups like InterVarsity Christian Fellowship can be effective in reaching them with the gospel. InterVarsity's Alec Hill says the information is a mix of good news and bad news.
The good news is that there's a spiritual quest going on. I think the survey said something like 80% of students would identify themselves as seekers. The bad news is that seeking, that religiosity, if you will, is not well defined.
Even though tolerance is the campus buzzword, the survey indicates this generation may be more culturally ready to be drawn to Christ and live their faith out loud.
This group of students, they want to take the world. They're interested in justice. They're interested in changing things. So they're a great group to work with because they're spiritual, they're change agents.
Making them perfect candidates to share the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. It took 4 years and millions of dollars, but the digital 3D animation film of the life of Christ has made its debut in the United States. Book of Hope took their popular story of the life of Christ and animated it and is calling it The God-Man. Book of Hope's Bob Hoskins.
We released it on about 140 TV stations. And the response was just wonderful. We got phone calls and emails. The first one came from a dad. He said he was watching it with his children, and partway through the film, his little 4-year-old girl said, "Daddy, could I have Jesus come into my life?"
Godman will be shown in other English-speaking areas of the world, but that's not the end of the project.
Now the big thing is, of course, rolling it out worldwide. We'll do 9 versions, and the first one will be in Spanish, and that will premiere in Buenos Aires in June.
If you'd like to see a sample, go to our website. We turn next to Mozambique, where work continues on OMS International Seminary. The current seminary in Mozambique is housed in a small building with 2 cramped and ill-equipped classrooms. Through the facility, God is making their training national leaders' vision into a reality in Mozambique. But with the planned expansion, the team will be better equipped to help ready church leaders for evangelism, church planting, and developing partnerships. And Operation Mobilization South Africa is still in the early stages of its HIV/AIDS ministry launch. The project is called OM Hope. OM South Africa decided to take action because they're at the forefront of the pandemic. They're now training volunteers and church leaders to be involved in the fight. Teams are teaching the youth values. OM Hope is also partnering with like-minded ministries to work with short-term missions in more advanced HIV/AIDS training and longer-term ministry opportunities. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive the free book, Praying for Persecuted Christians in 52 Nations from Open Doors Ministries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It helps Christians pray more effectively for persecuted Christians around the world. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.